Now some rain finally hitting East Tennessee. Hello and welcome again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. We all know how dry it's been, but for many areas of the state, especially to the west, the latest government drought monitor shows much improvement. But to the east?
It's been one of the worst year, well, I guess the worst year ever with the water situation like it is. And then it just now the middle of November and feeding hay like it would be, we would be in the middle of January. So
Blount County farmer Lynn Waters says so far he hasn't had to haul water in yet to supply his some 200 head of cattle. He's one of the fortunate ones. Many farmers have already had to reduce their herds because of the drought, and more will probably be headed to market as winter approaches. Blount County Extension leader John Wilson.
Reduction has slowed some, but we would expect as we get on into winter, and of course, that'll be dictated by the severity of the weather, but would expect some more cattle to be moved to market as well, because for some, you know, additional hay purchase is not an option given the transportation costs with fuel involved, and in some cases, logistics too, having to bring hay in from out of state.
John Wilson says another concern for farmers has been over reseeding pastures this fall, as there just hasn't been adequate moisture. Wilson was working in another extremely dry area of the state in Marion County and recently transferred to Blount County, and this week's rain is the first significant to fall there in some time.
First rain I've seen since arriving in Blount County in September that's lasted longer than 5 minutes, so it's certainly refreshing to see rain. Of course, it'll take a substantial amount, obviously, to recharge groundwater.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.